Bristol Myers Squibb is committed to advancing health equity and delivering innovative medicines that help improve outcomes for all patients. That means ensuring our clinical trials reflect the diversity of our communities. It means partnering with organizations that promote awareness, screenings, and care management in underserved areas. And it means fulfilling our vision of transforming patients' lives through science. Visit bms.com to learn more.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, April 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Anyone investing in cryptocurrencies probably knows they're in for a roller coaster ride. Companies that provide services in the crypto sector are often seen as a safer bet. But so far this year, crypto stocks are doing worse than crypto itself.
Directionally, cryptocurrencies and cryptocurrency stocks, the companies are, they're going in the same direction, which is down, unfortunately, for investors this year. The real difference is in the magnitude of the losses.
So what's behind this split? And is there a safer way of having crypto in your portfolio? We'll check in with our crypto reporter, Paul Vigna, after the break.
Electric vehicles, blockchain, telemedicine. Discover the trends driving our economy and shaping the future. In Charting Disruption. Experience it at chartingdisruption.com.
Cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin are famously volatile, so investors looking for a steadier way of dipping their toe into the crypto sector might instead turn to buying stocks of the companies that provide the backbone of the industry, like crypto exchanges or companies that process transactions. But that hasn't proven to be such a safe bet lately. The combined market value of publicly traded crypto companies stood at $100 billion back in November and has since fallen by 40% to just $60 billion. So what's going on? The WSJ's Paul Vigna has written extensively about the crypto market, and he joins me now. Paul, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, JR, I'm always happy to come on the show.
So, Paul, can you just clarify this distinction for us? The difference between cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin or Ethereum or even Dogecoin and the crypto companies we're going to be talking about today?
Well, the cryptocurrencies you could think of as the asset or the commodity that the industry is focused around. Think of gold and the gold industry. Think of oil and the oil industry. Cryptocurrencies are the things, and these companies have built services around the things. And some of those companies are companies like Coinbase Global, Riot Blockchain, Marathon Digital, Silvergate, which is a bank, actually. So those are sort of the big ones, and there's just a bunch of different ones that over the last year or so have found their way onto the public markets.
Now, if these cryptocurrencies and the crypto companies have the relationship that you talked about, why is there such a divergence in how they've performed?
Well, directionally, cryptocurrencies and cryptocurrency stocks, the companies are, they're going in the same direction, which is down, unfortunately, for investors this year. The real difference is in the magnitude of the losses. And cryptocurrencies themselves are down. Bitcoin's down around 10%. Ethereum's down around 15%. Those are the two biggest ones. Those are the ones that really matter. The stocks of the companies we're talking about are down anywhere from about 10, 11% to as much as 60%. Coinbase is the largest U.S. publicly traded crypto-focused stock by far, by a long shot. That is down about 40%. That's this year. Year to date, it's down 40%. Earlier this week, it hit a new all-time low around $145 a share. The stock is just down significantly. So that's what's really going on here, is that you just have this huge divergence in the magnitude of the losses.
Now, I want to ask you more about Coinbase in a moment, but is this divergence surprising to you, someone who follows this industry so closely?
It was a little bit surprising to me, which is why I ended up writing about it, because I have one of my watch lists on my computer is just all these different crypto stocks. And I just started noticing that they are down, and they were down just much, much worse off than the cryptocurrencies. But when you start looking into it and you talk to experts, it's not actually that surprising. And you see this in a lot of industries that are focused around a commodity like gold, like oil, anything like that, natural gas, silver, all these different markets. There's a difference between how the thing itself trades and how the companies that build services for the thing itself trade. And this is just, it's a very common feature. And the real reason is because you have dynamics of an asset class that is in the case of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, and it's very volatile. But the dynamics of the asset class will be different from the dynamics of the company, because what the companies are being bought and sold for, the stocks of them, is how well they can build a profitable service on top of this commodity. So for an oil company, it's how profitably can you drill, extract, and sell oil. For the cryptocurrency companies, and there are different kinds of companies. You know, like I said, Silvergate is actually a bank. Coinbase is an exchange. And then a lot of these other companies are miners. They're basically the ones that process Bitcoin transactions and get paid in newly minted Bitcoin. The problem is whether or not they are profitably selling their services.
Well, let's talk about the actual business side of these crypto companies. In the case of Coinbase, it was averaging about $4 billion in trading volume a day as recently as January, but recently had its earnings projections cut by analysts. What's going on there?
What is happening is that Coinbase is an exchange. Users go on there and they buy and sell cryptocurrencies. That's what it is. It's kind of a digital equivalent of the New York Stock Exchange. They make their money by charging a small fee to those users. Every time you buy or sell a cryptocurrency, you get, you know, a little percentage of your transaction goes to Coinbase. So they make money based upon how many people are actively trading cryptocurrencies. And the problem for them is that what has happened this year is that there are far fewer people actively trading cryptocurrencies. And it's not just Coinbase. It's all the big exchanges have all seen their trading volume tank. I mean, it's down about, if you look at all the exchanges combined, it's down around 40%. So it's been a big, big slide because cryptocurrencies are very, very, almost completely, I would say, momentum driven. When people get excited about it and they start talking about the price and the price is going up and everyone's on Twitter saying, oh my God, I made money. Look at this. This is great. That's when it starts to attract activity and the price moves up and there's a lot of trading and these exchanges make a lot of money facilitating that trade. When the price goes down and people are not excited about these things and there's less trading, that's when the exchanges start to see their daily activity fall. And for Coinbase specifically, the issue isn't just the trading activity, which is where most of virtually all of their revenue comes from, but the fact that they told investors that they are going to be spending a lot of money this year on building out the platform. So Coinbase is sitting on a mountain of money. I think between what they've raised, what they have profited, they were very profitable last year. They're really trying to build out the platform. And they said this year, we're going to spend a lot of money to do that. And depending upon how trading goes, we may or may not be profitable this year. After they said that, analysts started slashing their expectations for Coinbase's profits this year. So that's what you see going on there.
So, Paul, how much has the recent market volatility we've seen, especially among tech stocks, how much has that played a role in the decline of crypto companies?
It's played a big role, actually. It's played a really big role. The problem for the cryptocurrency stocks is that not only are they being affected by that trend in cryptocurrencies, but they're being affected by that trend in the stock market. So it's almost like a double feedback loop. And I think that is a big reason why the stock prices have been cratering so much more than just the cryptocurrencies. Over the last, I'd say 6 to 9 months, you have seen an increasing correlation between cryptocurrencies and tech stocks, meaning that they trade in the same direction. Again, the magnitudes are different. Bitcoin can go up or down much more than any tech stock is going to go up or down on a percentage basis, but the magnitude is the same. And the reason, briefly, is that over the last couple of years, a lot of people who have traditionally traded stocks have started trading cryptocurrencies. And what you're seeing is that people are starting to, you know, if you have a broad portfolio, where you would slot cryptocurrencies in is in the more risky part of your portfolio. So they trade a lot like growth stocks, a lot like tech companies. So when tech companies started falling earlier this year, you saw cryptocurrencies start falling. And that's sort of the overarching directional trend.
Now, you've been with us before talking about how the investment community has been reluctant to embrace crypto, whether it's something like Bitcoin or the crypto-related companies. How's that going?
That has changed very broadly, I would say, over the last 2 years, but probably even over the last year. It has changed. A lot of institutional money, as we call it, just think of professional trading firms, have come into this space. They smelled an opportunity. They saw money to be made. There's been some regulatory clarity. There's been some professionalism on the platforms, the services that companies offer. And you have seen more sort of institutional, quote unquote, Wall Street money come in. So that has changed. And it's kind of gone both ways. I mean, these companies are going public, so they are now trading on NASDAQ. You know, they're trading on public stock platforms. So it's gone both ways. The crypto companies have gone to find the investors, and the investors have come into the crypto industry. So there's been a sort of meeting of the mind. So there are more sort of, you know, standard traditional investors in the crypto markets now. So that has changed, but you still have a lot of, I would say still probably the majority of that sort of professional class of investors has not gotten into crypto yet. Either they think it's too risky, which is a legitimate argument. They don't think there's enough regulatory clarity, which is also a legitimate argument. I mean, depending on what kind of investor you are and what your bylaws are, you may not be able to invest in cryptocurrencies because of these issues. So there still is a lot of, like I said, professional type money managers that are sitting this out.
Now, speaking of investing in cryptocurrency, you've mentioned a couple of times the very risky characteristics of it. And, you know, people on Twitter say they've made a lot of money with it and such. But what place would crypto have in an individual investor's portfolio?
I've said this often. It is the bleeding edge of risk in any portfolio. I mean, look, I'm never going to tell somebody not to invest in something. I mean, it's just not what I do, right? We don't give out investment advice. But you have to understand what the crypto market is. And it is right now a completely momentum-driven, speculative investment asset. I mean, that's what it is. People are betting that the price is going to go up. And there's a lot of excitement around it. It's been a lot of free money sloshing around the capital markets in general over the last couple of years. And it doesn't take a lot of that to find its way into crypto to get people excited and to push the price up. So if you're an investor and you want to buy cryptocurrencies, you need to understand that.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal cryptocurrency reporter Paul Vigna. Paul, thank you so much for taking the time to chat.
Yeah, thanks, JR. Thanks for having me on.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.